When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. J Foreman, DP, Austin Norman. Second segment, 4 o'clock hour. We'll give a shout out to the United States Women's Rugby. Housed it. Last play of the game. And the best thing about it, the young lady gave the first defender the dead leg, split the difference, cocked the head back. I don't even know if you call it a touchdown. I don't know, but sealed the deal.
A try.
Yeah.
To try.
Got a bronze medal. First time since 1954 or something?
I thought it was first one in history.
Yeah.
Successful try. It's the first one U.S. won in 150 years. Like, yeah. It was like
legendary.
No, we've been doing this for a while, and we haven't figured it out. This team has been popular and has built the – like, they're recruiting different athletes.
Oh, yeah. For sure. You can tell this by watching.
Right. They're getting different athletes. Our buddy Everett, his daughter normally is on the U.S. team, but she married and had a kid, so she's not on this one.
She's on a different team.
But they're all riding with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
watch her throw her head back, though, she did the thing that you just said. When somebody who's running to score or running a race and they throw their head all the way back,
you gone. And that's a perfect example. You talked about, like, what do you want to be as a football team?
Yeah.
It's no different than rugby. There's this thing called loaf, right? Coaches hate it. Players hate it. First of all, if you are loafing, you hate to get caught. Number two, should never loaf.
Yeah.
Find a good way to fake it till you make it. Now, but that's your identity, right? So number nine on the team.
It was Australia.
Number nine in Australia, and bless her heart. I mean, it's not all on one person, but I've been there, right? The worst thing you could do as a defender, because I was obviously a linebacker, is show a change of speed because you thought Austin or DP was going to make the tackle.
Yep.
So if you're one-on-one out there, and I'll give Austin some love against Edgerrin James, you're probably going to lose. He might, you know, get DP, and then I'm kind of loafing or jogging. And then you're like, oh, you know what? I got to run over there. Well, by that time, it's too late. Young lady number nine saw it. She saw the first defender, dead leg. Number 15 came up.
Eat it.
And tried to, like, alligator toss the young lady.
Yep.
And then fully get the half cartwheel going.
She got thrown out the club.
And number nine went over there. Yeah. And literally, when you loaf and then you get the change of speed, she actually two-hand touched the American runner and actually gave her a power boost. And that's how you lose. That in the Olympics is so hard because you train 4 years for it. You got to go through a lot of crap. But I'm happy for the U.S. though.
There was not a dry face on the Australian team.
Or the American team for that matter.
Hold on. Did you see the coach?
It was 12-7.
Did you see the coach?
The coach was reassessing some life. Yeah. Like the coach is like.
Coach is like, I ain't making it home. He ain't making it home.
We lost to these guys in our sport.
Right. This is us losing to South Sudan in basketball. That to have Australia, because they were prepared to go face New Zealand and go on and have this battle that they've been having since the beginning of time. And the coach is like, it's 12-7 with 12 seconds left. Like, when the try started, there was 18 seconds. And they have to go the length of the pitch. It wasn't like they were at midfield.
Yeah, she looked like she was running forever. I was like, dang, you ain't there yet?
How long is the pitch? 80 yards? Yeah, it. She had to go the length of the field. Like, yeah, she literally started at their own end line. And I mean, she stiff-armed that girl.
A rugby pitch is longer than a soccer pitch. So you had to run further in soccer field, at least.
Well, the stiff arm was Derrick Henry-esque.
Oh, it must be a goal line must be a minimum of 103 yards and up to 109 yards.
Well, she went about 101.
Yeah.
Because they started right in front of the line.
Yeah, you always talk about, can you finish? Right. That's the example of not finishing. And so, like, when you think about football, you know, I think it's always good for a coach to, you know, the coaches are going to, you know, they have the job to, you know, like I always say, like, you know, Dom Capers and Tom Coughlin, dog, them first 10 minutes of team meetings, we were reading quotes, right? Now, that's what you got to do. You got to get, you know, guys focused. You got to try to create your, like, mantra, but also it's got to be along, you know, with your identity as well. That's the coach's job, kind of, you know, give you the structure and the options to go out there and be your best, right? Coach can tell you, look, I want you guys to finish every run pursuit drill. I want you to, you know, finish every 50-50 ball with the intention of being we call it practice like a pro, meaning you can go as close as you can to game speed without putting a teammate on the other side of the ball in harm's way or a teammate on the same side of the ball in harm's way. There is a way to get a lot of work done without, you know, practicing like we did when you're running into each other all the time.
Catch the slant, take it to the house.
Catch the slant, ball security, ball in the right, you know, hand or, you know, right ball security. And then realistically work on your run after the catch. Now, what does the defense have to do? We got to pursue the ball. If the receiver does happen to catch it, are you working on securing the tackle and swiping it? Is the safety coming down, finishing in the right alley area? Is the overlap player doing it? Are you getting out leverage and all that type of stuff? And that has to be executed. It has to be executed by the players, watched by the coaches. It's better when the players do both because we have got to be in it together. No matter what anybody says, whether they want to admit it or not, whether it's Ray Lewis, whether it's Jay Foreman, whether it's Patrick Willis, whether it's Bobby Wagner,
Daryl Green.
Doesn't matter. Everybody is loafed. Everybody is loafed. Mm-hmm. Now, some people do it as a conscious choice all the time. And then, you know, they want to turn it up when they are. Now, because everybody gets tired. Everybody gets tired. That's why I talked about the play thing. If I'm tired, I know the offensive linemen are tired. I'm in better shape than you. So you got to be able to push through it, but you also have to be able to have it mentally in your mind. We have got to make a play, and you won't be able to draw back on that unless you practice it. Here's an example, Austin, before you get to your point. We went up, and we'll talk about Colorado game, 97. We went up to Boulder, and my boy AG went 80 the first time. I was mad because, first of all, okay, That elevation was on your boy. Tough. I was like, please win the toss. Win the toss. Right? I need a breather. I didn't catch my second win. Just got me some, like, I think we had like Gator Light, and it was.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bootleg Gatorade. It was like, you know, Kool-Aid with a little salt in it.
It just had drink on the side.
Right?
I look up. Drink number three.
Red drink.
I look up and they run like speed option to the boundary. I'm like, man, that ain't going right. I'm like, man, we, you know, defense, we chasing that down. First of all, I love when you run speed option to the sideline because I'm trying to hit you all the way into the stands because you're going that way and I'm going full. You have nowhere to go. Well, they were not used to AG speed. And people don't realize Amon was fast in the 40 yards. He got faster afterwards. That's why I'm telling you, my man was like a locomotive. He hit the sideline. I looked up. I'm like, oh, that's going to be a good run. 10, 12 yards. Well, then AG went to fifth gear on him. And them dudes, them dudes were just getting out of like neutral, right? House call. And so we're up, you know, quite a bit. Well, then we get up so much, they're just going chuck and duck. So they're getting a whole bunch of yards. And so we start to get stymied on offense. Now we're in a dogfight. Now it's fourth down. And, you know, we'd had a little bit of trouble covering him, rightfully so, because as much as people understand, we had two first-round picks pass rush. You cannot continue to pass rush when you're at 60, 70, 80 plays, right? They throw it. Ralph Brown misses the tackle. Jay Foreman's up. It's got to be, you know, just nature to go and get it. Tackled him with a half a yard. Fourth down, game over. We end up winning that championship. Now, this isn't about me. It's the habit that was demanded all through the offseason, right? All through practice and the week of the game of our very last game before we went and played in the Big 12 championship. If you think it's not important, it is important. I'm not one on here to talk about like me, but I'm just telling you, if it's important, it will be important to everybody that's actually on the field because that's who control it.
Well, football's a debit card. It's not a credit card.
Yeah.
Right? You can't withdraw something you haven't deposited, which is, I think, what you're getting at there. And you guys both brought something to the effect of, you know, it's better if it's player-led versus coach-led. Players have to keep each other accountable. Let's take that to Nebraska. Can Nebraska have a player-led locker room in year two under Matt Rhule? Or how long does it take for, I don't want to say the coach to start trusting the players to lead the locker room. How long does it take a group of players to get to a point where they can lead a locker room? Can that go year to year? Is that something a coaching staff, you know, has to build and focus on in a rebuild? So the first freshman class is going to be the first group. What's that dynamic? How does that work?
Well, I mean, I just kind of like I always say this: you can have win a national championship with one team in 23 and have the same team come back in 24 as two different teams, egos and opportunity and all this other stuff. I think it could be in year two. I always say this: we had great captains every year I was here, but I always say some of our best leaders weren't necessarily our captains. So I think when you have that, that's a player-led team, so it doesn't matter how old the quarterback is or like that. So you got guys that have the opportunity to do it. I'm a big believer is lead your own way, but then also when everybody needs – you got to think about it. I don't know how many guys go to camp. What is it, 120?
Yeah, they have 120. Okay, they have to cut it to 105.
Right. So, okay, 120, 105. Just say if it's 105. At the end of the day, because if I'm more reserved, right? But at the end of the day, I got 104 guys depending on me. And that's not even counting how many dang coaches they got. So if everybody needs me to be a leader while I'm in that arena, I got to do it. There is no excuses. There's no way. What I'm saying is that's how you, if you want to be a young team or in the second year of a coach, figure out how to be a player-led team. You got to have guys willing to sacrifice. I call it being selfless. Do something that you normally wouldn't do.
I think it's always because if I'm speaking of it from like a high school level, and I always had college coaches ask me whether we won or not. Did you win? Was your culture one where you taught players how to win and finish?
Yeah.
And that was what it was. And how it worked in high school was I couldn't recruit. I had that year.
Yeah.
And I had to find leaders immediately. And if my culture wasn't good, we weren't going to – I mean, there's that 3A team in Houston went to three straight state titles after winning two games in the first year. The leadership happened from a group of four guys just simply saying, we're never going through that again. Like, they were like, no, what did you say? At some point, for programs to turn, you have to get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah, man, that's a great point, man. I mean, it's, you know, there, everybody has a breaking point, and a breaking point necessarily doesn't have to be a bad thing. Like, you get broke, you know, or a breaking point is like, you know what, enough is enough, or we have decided enough is enough.
The Pittsburgh Steelers talk about it.
Yeah.
That if you go back to the old Chuck Knoll days, you got to remember, the Steelers were bad.
Yeah. Before they start drafting,
right?
getting really good quality
Joe
guys.
Green comes in, Bradshaw comes in, yeah. Swan, Stallworth, Franco, Blyer.
And all those guys carried Bradshaw, let's be honest.
Right. Oh, they really did. Yeah. They really did. But think about it. They were terrible. Cowboys were 1-15.
Yeah, before Jimmy Johnson came.
Right?
I mean, recent history, think how many times Aaron Donald was dominating the league before McVay came in, and then they made a huge trade for Stafford and all this other stuff. So you have guys that go through the you know, trials and tribulations, and that's where it can come from. I will say this. I always give credit to where credit's due. When Mickey and those guys took over, obviously, you know, Bill Bush and all those guys, I felt like they did – obviously, they got the guys to play at a better, a more consistent level. You could just see it while watching it. But also think that a lot of like, – and this is also the coaches that were a part of that staff too. So I'm not talking about just two coaches. I'm talking about that. That was a new staff, right? When the head coach is gone, that new staff, whether it's Mike Dawson, all those guys that were there, they did a really good job of making sure that locker room is good. So that's why I feel like in year two they can, you know, be a player-led team. It's going to have to be a mix of both. Because at the end of the day, nobody really has championship pedigree. Now, that doesn't mean you can't be a champion. That means you have to be along with somebody that's done bigger things that you've done in your athletic career here. And that's, everybody. So it can get done. Today's the first day. Better get your PlayStation games in, baby, because this is about to be on like butter popcorn. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back, short segment, top of the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about these NFL quarterbacks that got paid. Some of them are stealing. Some of them got, you know, justifiably paid. But some of them are stealing, though. And listen, if you can actually, I'm telling you parents, if you have a kid that has an arm and has some heart and actually loves football.
And half a brain.
And half a brain. You can actually get overpaid to play that position. And that's the honest to God true. But we're going to take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.